Okay, we're done. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, the way we live our lives, the way we use our hands, please you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I heard this funny guy once talk about how church people have responded to what Jesus said about feeding the hungry and giving a home to the homeless and clothes to people who have none, about visiting people who are in prison. Jesus said, pretty much, go do it. He wasn't iffy about it. His instructions, unlike many things that he said, weren't really hard to understand or confusing. Just do it. Can you imagine, this guy said, the one I heard talking, if my children responded to what I tell them to do in the same way Christians have responded to this instruction from Jesus? Picture this, he said. I tell my 10-year-old daughter to go make her bed, and she says, well, that's a really good idea, Dad. Let me think about that some more. I'll study what you've said. I'll go back and look at it in Hebrew and Greek. I'll think about what your childhood was like, what happened to you to make you think that a clean room is important. Let me repeat what you said for a few thousand years, reflect on it deeply, and then if it still seems relevant, maybe I'll do it. I'm pretty sure that is not what Jesus had in mind. You know, it's dangerous to anthropomorphize about God too much, to give God human characteristics, until in our eyes, God begins to look just like us. But sometimes it helps to understand something that feels big and mysterious and beyond us, hard to put into words. So for just a moment, imagine God as a parent and us as God's children who are trying to express our love and gratitude for what we've received and how blessed we have been. One way to do that is for us to say thank you. A million times, thank you. Thank you. Gratitude is important, and it is good for us. Or we can praise God. Remember and say out loud how great God is, what wonderful things God has done. And that's much of what worship has been traditionally, that kind of praise. And this too is good for us. Saying it, singing it, reminds us that we are not God ourselves, that there is something bigger and more powerful and more important than the little world that revolves around us. But think about it. If you are a parent, is that kind of adoration what you want most from your children? Praise, thank yous? I don't think so. I think what parents want to see in their children, what gives them the greatest joy, a sense of satisfaction that they have done their parenting job well, is a life well lived. Parents want to see that their children understand what makes a good life. Parents want to see that their children have absorbed their values and are living those values. That's the best thank you a child can offer, the best reward a parent can hope for. And this is the worship that we are offering God today. Today we are saying, we heard you, Jesus. Today we are saying, we love you, God. We love you in a way that matters to you. We are serving you in a way you told us would make you glad. Today we are serving and we are worshiping with our hands as well as with our ears and our minds. We are loving other people as a way of loving God. In just a few minutes, as we all put our hands into the work of feeding hungry people around the world, remember, it's not just a nice thing to do. It's worship. Amen. I invite you to stand as we sing our closing hymn.